This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is a good morning. Wait, did you watch the Ohio State game last night, or did you go ahead and call it a night early?
Of course I watched the Ohio State game last night.
All right. And were you living and dying with the C.J. Stroud era or no?
I was on the fence at halftime, that's for sure. I was a little nervous.
I mean, you knew they were going to win, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't know how. I figured the defense was going to have to score a touchdown, and hey, lo and behold, they did.
All right. Well, we have you on to talk Browns, though, and not Buckeyes. So let's talk about the Browns. And a discussion Jason and I have been having, and of course, Daryl's report's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. The conversation we've been talking about is week one in Kansas City. Now, Jason believes that week one doesn't really matter as much, and I'm of the belief that it's not the end of the world if they go out there and get trampled. We saw what happened the previous couple of years, but it does matter. I think the game itself does matter. Where do you side on week one?
It's not as big a deal to me as it's going to get hyped up to be over the next 7 to 10 days here. Yes, you want to go out there, you want to try and win, start off on a good note. Browns only won one time since 1999 in week one, death taxes, and they start 0-1. It's pretty much an annual tradition. But I love the fact that they get the Chiefs in week one to get it out of the way. They have plenty of time to recover if they don't win. And quite honestly, the Browns-Chief matchup that matters the most is the one that I believe is going to take place come next January. So I don't feel like this is going to make or break the season, even though we in the media, we are going to build it up as the tone setter for 2021.
Daryl, Malik McDowell is a great story. Is he going to have an impact on the field this year?
I think that there's a pretty good opportunity for him, Jason. The Browns aren't messing around anymore. This isn't a, hey, we're going to keep a guy to see what he can do. I don't think Malik McDowell would have made the team unless they believe that he can help them win football games. So, yeah, I think that we're going to see him at some point, and the expectation is that when he's out there, he is going to do what we saw him do during the preseason and all throughout training camp, and that is just absolutely obliterate offensive linemen and push them back into the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, he was obviously really good, and he's just a behemoth of a man. He's just massive to begin with, but what an incredible story that is just in general, right? Like, I mean, I've done a lot of interviews. I've listened to a lot of interviews. And you guys know I cut him up and do them for the 2020s. And I don't think I've ever heard someone speak as openly about his past troubles and then turn it around into a positive the way that Malik McDowell did. It was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, not everyone gets a second chance in life, not only personally, but especially professionally in football. This is someone who had multiple missteps off the field. He ended up serving jail time. He was very reflective on how that impacted him personally, how it impacted his relationship with his mother, and the feeling of letting her down, the introspection that he did while he was locked up and what he wanted to make of his life. Andrew Berry gave him a new lease on a football life and an opportunity to make some money in the National Football League. And he talked about how he wants to make it his mission now not to let Berry and the Browns down, since they're the ones that really stuck their neck out for him. Not only is he getting a second chance, but he's getting it with a team that's expected to contend for a Super Bowl. So, it's a great story, but it becomes a great story if he's able to do all the things off the field that he said that he's going to do to stay out of trouble.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. You know what? Something's been staying with me for a couple days now. When you listen to the Sunday night broadcast, you heard Chris Collinsworth talk about how he did the film and he did the research on OBJ versus Baker. And he said that, like, all these people, the narrative that Baker was trying to force balls to OBJ was unfounded. Like, he didn't see that. When you go back and watch last year, is that something we're going to have to worry about? Or do you feel like Baker, we just all kind of made it up and it's nothing to really focus on with this Browns team?
Well, I think that that narrative comes from the fact that they just weren't connecting. The chemistry has not been there between them. One thing that we have seen a lot of this year throughout training camp, even though Odell wasn't getting the work in the team drills, anytime there was a lull in practice, especially during the special teams periods, you know, Baker just wasn't standing on the sidelines watching. He and Odell would go off to the side and they would work on things. They would, you saw him talking all the time. You saw Odell running routes. After he'd run the routes, Baker would talk to him. So I think that that narrative that Baker was force-feeding the ball to Odell was a byproduct of the lack of success between them. And hopefully this year, they've been able to work out some of those kinks and problems that they've had hooking up here. And, you know, we'll start to see the player that the Browns thought they were getting from the New York Giants a couple years ago.
Darren, what's your biggest concern with this team right now?
The kicker. It's not even close. My worst fear is that they do not realize their potential because of the kicking situation. I can visualize it being January, Jason, and they need the guy to bang home a 48-yard field goal to move on, and it doesn't happen. It's kicker, and it's not even close.
Oh, man. We've been lockstep on the kicking situation for what seems like 3 weeks. We've both been kind of hammering the idea that you can't enter the regular season with an unknown. And I just wanted it to be anybody but Cody Parkey. Now, that might
you
be
got
like,
your wish.
Yeah, that might be a little bit of a monkey's paw scenario, right? Like, I got my wish, but then Chase McLaughlin turned around and then couldn't hit anything. And I'm like, oh, shoot. I don't want people to feel like I'm tied to Chase McLaughlin. I just wanted anyone that isn't named Cody Parkey, and here I am. But from what you've seen in camp, like he was hitting balls. He did a good job, it seemed like, and then he
got
in
a big
the game,
leg.
And it just didn't go.
Yeah, he's got a big leg. So the hope is that with the opportunities, he will, you know, take advantage of them and make them. My gut tells me we're going into week one in the exact same position we were in a year ago, and that's not the greatest feeling in the world.
What are your concerns defensively? As we gear up to week one, and we talk a lot about Kansas City, and we've talked a lot about that today, defensively is still tattooed with mystery. I mean, I don't know what direction this team is really going to go. I know they're going to be better than last year, which is a good place to start, Daryl, but how quick can we expect them to be a really top 10 defense?
Well, they got to be healthy first. They've had a ton of injuries throughout training camp. I'm trying to remember if we had a day where they actually had the starting 11 on the field together at once. And I think it maybe was one day and that was it, or they got close and someone got dinged up, but we've not seen the starting 11 on the field at the same time. Right. I mean, we'd see Jadeveon Clowney and Myles Garrett one day and they're wreaking havoc. And then, the next day they're out and the secondary's together and then flip the script again and a linebacker's out. We not had them together as a unit on the field at the same time. And that's somewhat frustrating. Obviously, it's more important that they're healthy in 9 days as opposed to during training camp. But it would have been nice because on paper it looks great. It really does. And, you know, Joe Woods is talking about how he wants them to be top five in all those key categories. And he really feels like they have the flexibility and the versatility that he did not have a year ago. And again, on paper, they do. But we haven't seen it with our own two eyes just yet. We've seen bits and pieces. We've seen the secondary show some flashes. We've seen that pass rush show some flashes. Just haven't seen it all kind of come together. And again, that's just a byproduct of health. So if I had a secondary concern with this team, it's health. Like I feel like that is the one thing that can throw a wrench into everybody's plans this year outside of the kicking situation is if guys just aren't healthy and available. We know the history with Jadeveon Clowney, who's been snake bitten with injuries. I think they've done everything they can to get him through training camp healthy and ready for week one. He seems like he's ready to go. That secondary, again, you've had guys in and out with those hamstring and groin injuries, and they've not been fully healthy. So hopefully over the next 9 days here, guys start to feel a lot better. They're on this three-day weekend before they've got to hit the ground running starting on Monday. But, yeah, health on that side of the ball is my primary concern.
Yeah, Darryl, you mentioned the three-day weekend. How are you not with Ken and Anthony right now in Chicago and then on their way to Iowa State to tailgate that game? Where was your invite for that? You got a couple days, right?
Well, Lyman didn't need to take any pictures of it, so that's probably why I didn't get invited.
That's right. And so, Jason, you were at that party, right? Was that – how did that exchange go? Was that okay? Like, did you understand that Darryl was there to do a service and a job, or did it come across a little odd?
No, I thought Darryl did a great job.
Okay. Darryl, did you feel that way too?
It was good to get the invitation, even if there was a paycheck involved.
I thought you did a great job. I think it was your photo that had my sweat-stained pits that I'm never going to live down.
Joe Thomas syndrome bit him.
Appreciate that.
Be the greatest photo I'll ever take.
Oh, man.
Well, that's a low bar, man. Come on, you can do better than that.
Well, this is me we're talking about here, Jason. It is a low bar.
Oh, Darryl. All right. Well, enjoy the couple days away from Berea and gear up for the regular season. Appreciate all your hard work, man.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
Darryl Ryder right there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.